Chuck, last week I warned this House that the Housing Agency is stretching IS 465 to exclude homeowners from the defective concrete block remediation scheme. Engineers, well, at least one of them, is saying we won't fix defective homes whilst ignoring the criteria of IS 465 sets out for defective blocks. The government now cannot hide behind technical language whilst families are left unsafe in their homes. What I'm raising today confirms this is not a mistake. It is a pattern, and the pattern is putting people now in danger. I'm aware of multiple cases now where homeowners who clearly meet the eligibility criteria under IS 465 are being refused access to the scheme by engineers employed by the Housing Agency. These are not marginal cases. They are homes that mica content is above 6% and Group 4 damage officially classified as a dangerous building. Anyone with their eyes and their head can see these homes contain defective concrete, yet their applications were refused. The agency's own words are clear. Having considered IS 465 2018-2020, it is appropriate the decision in the case is refusal due to building damage not being caused by the use of defective blocks containing excessive amounts of certain deleterious materials. Let us be clear about this. Mica is a deleterious material and it is under IS 465. Any building with the deleterious materials qualifies under the damage threshold and is eligible for remediation. Even if the engineers claim mica is not the sole cause, the blocks are defective under the IS 465 standard. The cause is not the issue. The law is completely clear. The standard is clear and residents deserve protection right now. Access is also being denied to so-called external sulphate attack. Leading scientists advised external sulphate attack would only reasonably be expected below the damp-proof portion of the house, in the groundwork, in the soil, below the bell cast. Yet, these cases are detailed. IS 465 testing did not examine below the damp-proof portion, and the very location most at risk was not tested. Let me be clear. Real-world consequences. A person living in an extremely unsafe home, they're told their damage is not defective. It's not defective concrete. They're instructed to pay for further testing out of their own pockets, costing thousands. When they challenge that decision, they're forced into an appeals process that sends the case back into the engineers who made the decision in the first place. So we go round in a loop. And this is not an appeals process. It's a circular state-sanctioned loop. Will you instruct the Minister of Housing and the agency to immediately stop flawed interpretation of IS 465, review these decisions at the test cases and protect the homeowners? It's a simple yes or no. I know how much the scheme costs. I know exactly what's involved in it. I just need a yes or no so that we can look at these test cases and move on.
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach. Please.
We are moving on in respect of the scheme. And it is a scheme that's expected to cost in excess of $2.2 billion. And government is committed to that. So that is a key fact and decision. The funding, as you know, it's estimated about close to 3,000 homeowners are now at various stages of the scheme. And that's a figure in around the end of August 2025. So a lot of people are engaging in this scheme and a lot of cases are being progressed. And the grant rates which were set and increased in 2024 are based on expert advice and at a level to ensure the homeowners will get the money they need to put their homes right. Now, as you know, on an ongoing basis, there's been improvements and changes. In order to ensure the grant scheme follows the most up-to-date science, changes were made to the scheme late in 2024 to take account of the most recent research. A forthcoming bill will make amendments to the grant scheme to allow these changes be implemented by the administrators of the grant scheme, who happen to be the local authorities. And the bill will also allow for an increase in grant rates and payments under the scheme of up to 10%. Now, you're saying in terms of the IS 465 determinations made by people, there is an appeals mechanism there. Now, an appeals mechanism, by definition, has to be independent. You're kind of saying we should intervene and change the determinations. It's a statutory process under an appeals panel led by a senior counsel with experts from the legal and engineering professions, appointed by the minister in a very clear and transparent way, managed on his behalf by the Public Appointments Service. So if through the public appointment service that people have been selected to go on the panels. And the appeal system is an independent statutory function under the DCB Act of 2022. It has now begun to issue determinations to appellants and have accelerated its work in recent weeks. Now, I will alert the Minister to the fact that you've raised this here today, but I don't see an alternative to an independent statutory-based system to hear appeals. There has to be some objective, independent process to hear appeals in cases where people have not been allowed into the scheme. But I certainly will alert the Minister to what you've raised.
3,000 people. I am one of them, and along with thousands other. There's 3,000 people on the scheme. There's 300 houses currently built, 300 houses going through it. The rate we're going at, it's 150 years before we get 10,000 houses done. We've got 25,000 houses to do. Now, there's materials coming in, IS 465, need to recognise. And that's what I'm saying that the fault is. And regarding the appeals board, well, independent in name only, because there is an issue with that, and I will bring it to you later at some point. It's clear the indications made there are serious structural dangers. The scheme is designed. I'm asking you now, will you tell the Housing Minister to look at these test cases? I just need the Housing Minister to look at the test cases. That's what I need for this section of the moving forward. If he looks at this, it will definitely help and try and change what's currently going on.
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach, please.
Yeah, I will talk to the Minister and I will ask him to look at these test cases and to revert back to you then after doing that. Because we want to make this case work.
Thank you, Taoiseach.